Greetings. Welcome back to the Cape Lead Revolution. This is Chachi with just another example of how we understand expectations, how we work with them, how we communicate them, and really the pitfalls to not talking about them. And, this message is brought to you from a trip I get to go take, and I get to attend a Christmas party with a TACP unit. And so really excited to do that on this coming Friday. And just kind of, it reminds me of all the times that I screwed up this conversation, whether it was with my wife or ex-wife or previous girlfriends or things of that nature, is that the thing that I was thinking about this morning, it's rarely, I don't get in trouble. And again, this is a good philosophical point. And I think this is so much of the importance of why we need to be picky with our words, or why at least we need to understand them. Because rarely, if I'm gonna go out and I push it up, or maybe I drink a little bit and my wife Allison's pissed or whatever, she's rarely mad about my antics. Okay, here's the important philosophical point. She's mad about the expectation of my antics, right? Because it's rarely the act that gets me in trouble. What gets me in trouble is her thinking that a different action was going to happen. And this comes into, she and I are getting ready in January. Last year or 2 years ago, my friends Ben and Mara Cohera, and I've had them on the show before, are my childhood best friends, and that carries through to adulthood. They're just amazing individuals. They've been on my Cape Lee Revolution YouTube series. And so they're both just amazingly successful people. And the reason they're amazing and the reason that they're successful is they're just good people. It's so much fun because 2 years ago, coming up on 3 years ago, they came out here. No, I'm sorry. It would have been in January of 2018, right? So they came out here for Martin Luther King weekend to watch, and we watched the AFC Championships together where the Chiefs lost to the Patriots at Arrowhead Stadium. So that kind of sucked. So last year, Ben and Mara had the idea that maybe we should all meet up someplace and just kind of spend a weekend doing that. So we did. We met up at a resort, the Gaylord Resort, outside of the Denver International Airport there, outside of Denver, Colorado. And so it was Ben and Mara and his family, my family, and then a bunch of our high school friends. And they all live in Kansas City, where I grew up by and large. And so it was really great that a bunch of high school friends, that most of them went to college together, if not all of them. So it was really great. We had a fun weekend. And so we weren't sure if we were going to pull it off this year. And then the decision was made we think we can do this. So we're going to the Gaylord Opryland outside of Nashville, Tennessee. And so I was talking to Allie about this. And it was one of those, hey, do we bring our kids? And, especially the baby, like if we go anywhere, we're going to have to bring the baby. And then we had a conversation about, what this weekend looks like for me. So I said, hey, by and large, this ends up, being where I end up partying kind of pretty hard with some of my childhood friends. And Allison was okay with that. She's like, I totally get it. It's fine. She's like, I can, ladies help take care of kids and, she'll have drinks. And she's not a real push it up drinker anyway. So she goes, no, I totally get it. Completely makes sense, right? Because it's not about that she doesn't like when I go out and drink. It isn't that at all. It's the expectations of how much I drink or how many days in a row or, all the stuff that goes with it, which kind of goes back to my point about this upcoming holiday party. It's like for all those years, she and I going to holiday parties, it wasn't the antics one way or the other. It was normally she had a different expectation about what I was or wasn't going to do, and B, the conversation we never had about it. We talk about going to these events all the times. We plan it, we're gonna go to this, we're gonna go to that, we have it all make sense, but what we don't do is have a conversation about what the expectations are, either for the timeline, like for the series of events, or, who's going to drink? Who's going to be the designated driver? Are we going to get an Uber home? How are we going to get the car the next morning? Right? Sometimes we just don't have conversations about it. And it's not necessarily a bad thing, right? it's not necessarily a bad thing that we don't talk about these, because life happens and things happens and plans change. And maybe you're sitting there, you're just having a really amazing time and you go out and then all of a sudden you're like, you know what, we're going to stay up and we're going to rage and the kids have a babysitter all night, so we'll just quickly get a hotel downtown and it's fine. You know, and you have a great time. Then the next morning you have to go get your car, drive home. You know, absolutely, like there's a million different things that can happen, spur of the moment. And that's absolutely fine, right? But. The thing that I like saying is, like, we need to talk about the expectations. We need to have the conversation ahead of time. And the important part, and I don't think I've ever given it, I'd have to go back and look at my episodes. I don't think it's ever gotten its own episode. But you know, when we talk about the expectations, I want us to think in terms of leading expectations and not just sending or communicating information, right? Because sending or communicating information is bush league, you know, for lack of a better term. And it's not that it's bad. I'll go ahead and say that, right? But it's not great. And we can definitely do much better, because I can have this plan with my wife for this holiday party. I said, oh, I'm going to this holiday party on Friday night. I just passed her information. But I didn't pass an expectation. Hey, I'm going to this thing on Friday night and it's going to be here and we're going to do this and that. And, you know, maybe we're going to go out afterwards. I don't know. Maybe I'll get a hotel down here. You know, there's a million different things that could possibly happen that we probably didn't discuss that we could have a conversation about, but we're not, right? And it's just, let's stop thinking in terms of information. Because here's the thing, I define the word expectation as the thought or belief that an act or event should occur based on credible levels of information and or credible levels of past experience. And this is built upon an evolving understanding of information and experience that goes from hope to assumption to anticipation to expectation, right? So I've listed all that out. You can see all the different podcasts that I have here if you haven't heard that before, but then eventually it goes to that. Right? But here's another thing that I probably haven't put out there before. Expectation is information plus context, right? The information isn't necessarily context. I can say that I'm going to a holiday party on Friday night. That is information. Context is I'm going to a holiday party on Friday night, hosted by the 19th Air Support Operations Squadron at their unit at Fort Campbell, Kentucky. It is going to, the dress for the night is going to be wear your ugliest Christmas sweater. It's going to start at 1800 or 6 p.m. for all you civilians out there. It's probably going to end around 2200. And then there may be an after party there. There may be whatever. That is an expectation. Information is I'm going to a party. I'm doing all this stuff. But when we think holistically, because any one of those pieces that I just talked about doesn't necessarily make it an expectation. But when we look at the whole of it, right? When we talk about, I think in terms of the 8 W's, not 5 W's, not who, what, when, where, why. Because if you hear me say this time and time again, the why only modifies or amplifies the what. But if I'm smart enough to not brief the why at the end and add why at the first four steps, I can get 8 W's, the who and why, where and why, what and why, when and why. And passing that helps make it an expectation. You know what else helps make it an expectation? Smart, just like we talk about with goals. Specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time bound. These are the things, 8W smart C, so I throw the C in there for clearly communicated, is that 8W smart C helps us pass an expectation. Is it a way of us giving information? Sure. But it's like information on steroids, right? I can give you information that isn't necessarily great, but providing the context in which we can help understand what's going on is absolutely key. So yeah, just kind of wanted to put that out there this morning as I was thinking about it. I'm rocking on some of these videos and some of the products that I want to make happen in 2021 to help boost Cape Lead. Because again, right, this is us getting the conversation right. And this is not about us passing information, but it's about communicating expectations so we can have richer and more meaningful interactions. And those interactions are going to lead to connections. And the byproduct of having these solid connections, whether it's your personal life or professional life, right, is going to lead with the feeling of leadership. But again, we need, in order to get those connections, we need to have, or in order to get the feeling of leadership, we need to have that relationship. In order to have that relationship, we need to have a connection. In order to have a connection, we need to have some positive type of interaction. In order to have that positive type of interaction, we need to speak with the right words and we need to communicate well. Understanding expectations is helping us on that key part, that foundational part of communicating well. Using distinct words with distinct meaning inside some type of communication system that helps us all feel safe to communicate well. But more about that soon. I appreciate your time. Thank you for tuning in today. I hope this finds you well. I'm going to try and be putting a couple more podcasts together during the holiday season, but wherever this finds you, wherever you are listening to this, I hope you are happy, healthy, safe, and we'll catch you here next time on the Cape Lead Revolution. This is Chachi reminding you to always educate, anticipate, and dominate. We'll talk to you soon, folks. Cheers.